After worship today, just a reminder, elders are hearing some testimonies. We'll meet in my office just to make people a little closer to where they're headed for that time. They know who they are. And was John here for worship, or maybe he went home? John Pellis, did you notice? Okay. Yeah, John also teaching classes along with the other folk. I think it's in Genesis for that. So Acts, Genesis, remember those? International and things you should know about the Lord. Okay. I wanted to continue on with God's Spirit growing in us day by day, moment by moment, the fruit of His character. Okay. And our little ones are to be dismissed, by the way. Sorry for that delay for the junior church time. Thank you for your patience. But the Lord lets us know what we don't have on our own, He'd like to give to us in who He is, gives us His Holy Spirit when we receive Christ, and the fruit of the Spirit being peace. If you think of the first two, love and joy, being more demonstrative probably in their expressions, peace and patience, being a little more quiet. So God's work in your life could produce quiet as well as it could produce volume. Okay, so remember that about the Lord. God is patient, gives us that patience with Him. And so the fruit of the Spirit is peace, Christ's peace in you. Peace is more and more a rare experience in the human soul as history goes on. More turmoil, more news, more input. Used to be, you know, you just dealt with what was happening on the back 40 where you lived. Now you deal with what's happening in 40 nations. All within a half an hour, just coming your way. And in addition, 40 people getting a hold of you on email or Twitter or Facebook or whatever else they can have input in your life about. Back in 1849, even the Christian hymn writer that wrote the song Just As I Am, Without One Plea, talked about coming to God with all the stuff in his or her own soul. And they wrote the words, just as I am without one plea in my soul, many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings within and fears without. So sometimes somebody who's coming to God or drawing closer to God will say, hey, I got fightings within and fears without. I got many a conflict, many a doubt. That's normal life this side of heaven. Okay, you're not high or kind of taken away from all the trouble in the world when you meet the Lord. And so He offers us His peace. Thank the Lord for some illustrations from Dr. Thomas about the applications of Christ's rest and peace in our soul. He mentions social media being ramped up and sometimes producing anxiousness in us. Book of Counseling Stats took a survey of people on Twitter and Facebook and said, don't go to Twitter or Facebook for 3 hours. And tell us what you think about it. Tell us what you feel like when you're not, you know, you're not doing this and you're not with the Facebook for 3 hours. People said, hey, I feel significantly uncertain and pretty anxious. Am I missing something? You know, who's sending me news? Who's talking about who that I could get in on? I want to get in on that. And it doesn't have to be Facebook or Twitter. It could be something else you feel like, oh, I need this in order to have a measure of rest or sanity in my life. You know, Juan Valdez, cup of coffee or whatever the case may be that you feel really attached to. In University of Virginia did a study and asked people to see if they experienced peace in their life when they just sat in the room and were alone with their thoughts for 5 to 15 minutes. I don't know if you've done that recently. Get in the room by yourself with your thoughts 5 to 15 minutes. And so a bunch of people did that. And the scientist said, if you get bored or anxious, you are to press this button. It'll give you a little electric shock. So you still know you're alive, I guess. I don't know what the purpose was. And so when people sat in that room alone with their thoughts, they're thinking, two-thirds of them pressed the button. He said, I need some stimulation. One guy pressed the button 190 times. He said, you know, he needed some excitement in his life, apparently. But when we're left with our own thoughts, it's hard for us to face ourselves. We often recognize unrest, lack of peace, meaninglessness that can be there. And, you know, Jesus lived a very intense life with a pretty hectic schedule. Nobody had more responsibility than him. If you think he got, you know, my weeks are full and I don't know. Jesus, you know, he knows all about that. He lived that very much. So his days were filled with action. They were filled with life and death decisions. His actions directed people from an everlasting hell to an everlasting heaven, pointing people to salvation. I mean, the Christian calling is that also. In Mark 6, you see the heavy responsibility and just massive amount of input in Jesus' life. He's rejected by his own hometown at the beginning of the chapter. That would cause brokenheartedness. Some of you know about that, you know, feeling of rejection. Jesus would walk with you in that. He chooses 12 disciples, big decisions to make. His cousin John the Baptist is beheaded. Tremendous loss and grief for him. He takes on a feeding 5,000. I got to feed the people. I care about how they're doing. Does a miracle to get that done. Finishes the day by walking on the water because his disciples are in trouble. They're in a storm. Controls the weather on their behalf. And when he was done, and they got off the boat, the people ran to him from every region, and he healed people of their illnesses. That's a full day. So the Lord knows about heavy workloads, and he knows how to share with us his peace in the midst of the responsibilities we have. In the middle of Jesus' very, very hectic day, the Bible says, no chance even to eat. You go on, you know, it's 7 a.m., you're running to 7 p.m. Did I eat anything today? I can't remember. But that was the Lord. And so he tells his disciples this: come with me by yourselves, middle of the day, to a quiet place and get some rest. Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. So they went by themselves to a very solitary place. As some Bible versions say, come apart with me. Just be close to me. Listen to what I have to say to you. Sit at my feet for just a little bit. Let your soul get regrouped, as it were. Come apart and rest. The Bible teacher said, unless we come apart with Christ, we'll fall apart without Christ. That's been your experience. Come apart with Christ, or you'll fall apart without him. Or don't busy yourself with activity that's even good that becomes self-destructive, or simple self-destructive activities. Jesus said, with me to the quiet place, get some rest. We associate that with devotional closet. That's a part of it. Quiet time. But I think also the Lord wants our soul to be a place of rest and strength that's really a sanctuary for him. That's where he resides. That's home base for Jesus. Okay, he reigns in heaven, puts his spirit in our lives, and we could be at home with God in our soul wherever we are. And so the unrest you might experience because of schedule or busyness, Christ offers rest with himself. Some Christian brothers who lived a very hectic pace found rest with the Lord. Hudson Taylor, first big missionary to China. Change of language. Hundreds of millions of people before him. Pressure of wanting to see people come to Christ. His favorite hymn was, Jesus, I am resting. In the joy of who you are, I am finding out the greatness of your loving heart. So when you walk with the Lord, you could say, "Well, I'm gonna lean on the Lord in this, and throw myself into following Him for sure. Be active, but I have a rest in my soul as if I was, you know, at peace, because I know Christ lives within." So the rest of Christ that He offers, God's peace is not an absence of conflict. Often we seek that. If I could just get along with everybody, I'd be so peaceful and restful. You should see me. Not going to happen this side of heaven. Okay. But the rest Christ gives, greater than the stress that we're going to experience. So He invites us to have that. Besides Hudson Taylor, Henry Blackaby said this. He's a busy guy trying to lead a whole group of Christians to revival. He said, "Don't exhaust yourself even in religious practice. Know instead the friendship of Christ. You can see how you're doing with the Lord. You know, it's not how much you do. It's whether you're connected to the Lord as to whether real fruitfulness will occur. And God will grow that in your heart, that love and joy and peace. So that's from the Lord. Life is not a stress-free environment. It never will be. Okay? If you're looking for that, you can stop. When the Lord takes you home, that'll be your stress-free environment. But Christ's presence, stronger than the unrest, promises rest for us in the wilderness. Remember, the Lord trusted His Father in heaven when He was in the wilderness. Not a lot of provision. Seemed like a dry time. Meet with God. You know, He could be your shelter, your water, living water. And in life, as you and I panic and sweat and are anxious, that will continue to occur. We could say, "My soul is safe and I am safe with God." Okay, want that for yourselves. Want that for a troubled world around us. And just to think of three gifts of grace that God would give you in reference to coming apart, being with Him, knowing His rest and peace. Those two words kind of relate to each other. Resting in the strength of God, the peace of God, which is more than we can put together in our minds. First gift, come with Jesus to a solitary place. Get some rest. That could be any time of, you know, one-on-one you might have with the Lord. In the midst of a crowd, have that, please. I know people who start the day before they get out of their car, right, going to work. They just stop, pray. That's their little sanctuary in the parking garage. Other people, when a traffic jam occurs, they don't, you know, start honking the horn, turn on the radio. What's the traffic news? What's going on? Thank the Lord for the traffic jam. You're not going 80. You're going 5 miles an hour. You're stopping. This is sanctuary time. Rest with God. Quiet place. Get some rest. People can be sources of rest as the body of Christ strengthens and nourishes one another, the Bible says in Ephesians 5. You know, there are people in your life who you know who do refresh you. We want to do that for one another. We talk about Wednesdays being an oasis for each other. And there are also people in your lives that are, call them downers. They are not an oasis. Okay. They just bring, like, they just throw more storms at you. Here they are. Take that as a chance to learn peace and patience in spite of the turmoil. But you be a one who brings strength, encouragement to others. Come and be a part of the Jesus meeting with that person. Come and take the rest. And second gift, solitary place, take the peace of Christ He promises. He says His peace He'll give us, not as the world gives. So we know it won't come from any other source. I like in the peace of Jesus, He reminds us of who He makes us to be with Him. Here's some things that are just gifts from the Lord in the Scripture. Who are we? We're 100% welcome and accepted by God. Hopefully you get that feeling around your family at times, your friends, God's people, the Lord Himself, God's child, 100% loved. Leaning on Christ like the Apostle John did at the Last Supper. Christ's friend, He's the friend who sticks closer than a brother. We can know that for our souls. Bought with a price. We're ransomed from being captive. You think of these captives that, you know, ISIS has. Can you imagine being set free? That's what happened to us when we received Christ. A fate worse than beheading was coming our way. Christ says, no, you're set free. And then redeemed from all your sins, forgiven. You think of people in our church had some dear loved ones recently who went to heaven. And you might say in heaven, the sin penalty is known 100% to be taken away. And in heaven, people obviously, they feel forgiven. But Christians in heaven are no more forgiven than you are if you know the Lord. Okay, they just feel it more fully. You're forgiven. Seated with Christ in heavenlies. And so to know that before God, thank you, Lord, for that gift. And then being complete in Christ. Dr. Thomas talks about when he was courting his future wife, he was trying to impress her. So he said, honey, you complete me. That's a romantic line some of you guys should try, you know. See if your wife keeps a straight face. But, honey, you complete me. But then he went on to say, obviously, that wasn't a biblical thing to say. Because a lot of us, we look to other parts of creation that are good and wonderful and lovely to make us complete. You know, whether you say, this marriage is going to complete me, or these friends will complete me. Some people look for other Christians and churches, say, that church completes me. When you say those words, pray for that person. They'll probably be gone in about a year and a half. Okay. Or a job. Somebody will say, oh, that work, that completes me. We're only complete in Christ. And the rest of creation, a chance to honor and serve God. So take that gift of rest in Christ, complete in Him. And then the security we have. More gifts again from the peace and rest of Christ. Free forever from condemnation. Always welcome, declared righteous. Cannot be separated from the love of God. So strong is God in your life. The strongest one, the strongest power, the Lord. Hidden with Christ in God, there's safety there. A citizen of heaven. I like the heaven theme again. Again, thinking of folks in heaven. They feel very attached, I'm sure, in heaven to the Lord. And they feel very safe with Him. And we here who know the Lord, we're not going to feel as safe as they do. But in God's care, you are as safe with Christ as the people in heaven with Christ. You really are. And so that's the protection of God in your life. Come with me, Jesus said, listen, get some rest, that quiet place. And then the one born of God, the evil one, cannot touch him, okay, or you and I. And I wanted to say a word about, you know, just the turmoil in the world, great evil all around us. Sadly, it's a reflection of the evil in the human soul that's all over the place. And just wanted to give you three quick views of fighting through unrest in your soul. First view is the unrest or lack of peace you might feel might show itself up in being, you know, out of sorts, which is very common. It might be connected to events. Okay, got a job interview coming up, nervous about that. I got paid a speeding ticket. Whatever the case may be, my child is ill. I'm on the roller coaster and I'm about to go down. Normal to feel anxious in the events of life. Lean on God to walk through those. Second source is evil itself, which the verse deals with. Evil one is trying to get you. Okay? But you're protected by God. And sometimes when there's evil around us, knowing greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, that truth begins to take over rather rapidly. Okay, not to get too outside of our normal experiences. I've never heard of, for example, exorcisms that lasted more than a day. Okay? Relatively quickly does evil flee when confronted with the power of Christ. Relatively quickly. Third source of unrest, simply to be biological. Okay, biological. Way too much pepperoni on the pizza. The unrest that I have. Things in our body that go up and down related to glands, thyroids, heart rate. In every human being, in every animal, in every plant even, there's something called melatonin. If you drink chamomile tea occasionally, you start to get a little restful. That's melatonin helping you be calm. That's a biological source. Serotonin keeps you up. You know, I can be active. And sometimes if unrest in your soul is normal and you know it's not event-related and you know it's not evil-related, go talk to your family doctor. Look at him as a missionary doctor. A lot of people say, I don't feel too spiritual. I go to my doctor, you know. I had this headache. I prayed. Let me pray for, 6 months. Maybe it'll go away. Well, why don't you go to your missionary doctor? He could probably give you something until that pain is more measured. And so you do that because Jesus is saying, come with me, be good to the temple that I made for you. And so we practice that with the Lord. And to learn to listen to God, quite a challenge in today's world. You have to be quiet to listen. If I listen to God, I have to stop talking. To let him speak to me in his word. What's his spirit saying? And if we don't listen to God, what we will hear, very scary, we'll hear a million other voices telling us what to do, telling us who to be, and offering us some ultimate rest, which is just not there. And so, you and I, as God's children, get that time with God, apart with Christ, quiet place, get some rest, and serve with all the energy which He mightily gives you at that point. Would you take, along with fruit of the Spirit, love and joy, peace, rest with Christ? Let's pray together. Father, thank you for promises Jesus gave. He said his peace that he would give with to us. And we need this. Thank you that peace is not just a quiet feeling in our soul, but actually produces fantastic strength, as Isaiah promised. You promised through Isaiah in repentance and rest would be our strength. So strong Christians know how to rest in the midst of battles and in between battles. So please provide your rest for us children. Otherwise we'll be tossed like the sea. We'll see one evil person coming and a thousand of us will run away. We'll see five evil people on television and 10,000 of us will run away. And this is not your way. So give us that peace of Christ, peace of your Spirit. We pray, Father, as we gather at your table, for your grace to be with people in trouble. We pray for your comfort to be with Phyllis Morgan, Lord, and her family, and the loss of her husband, Mike. Please hold her up with your strength and give her your comfort. Be with Rich and Nancy Lippi as they continue to miss Tisha. Lord, be with Bob Gray in the hospital to feel better. Carol Schaefer. We thank you for Bobby Grubbs having and Mike having the twins and all healthy there. Father, we pray for you, that your grace would be with Christians in trouble around the world. Thank you that their testimony remains strong. And we do pray for our nation as we are on the brink of further intensity in battles and warfare. Let your grace and strength defeat ISIS and any also in our own soul, Lord, any sin that would threaten us equally so. And hear our silent prayers, Lord, as we come to you and say, thank you for what you mean to us. Give us that fellowship with you and each other that we need. Hear our silent prayers.